daughters. All the plan of the evil one. United, you will stand. But to divide is to conquer. Recognize the evil throughout your land. Parents will be held responsible for the fall of their children's souls. Pray for the light. Pray for your children, for they are the innocent victims in the web of evil that now spreads throughout the earth.
Oh, my God.
to pray for your priests. Pray for all those who have in their power the measure of the balance for the destruction of innocent souls. Many are being led down the road to damnation. Woe to evil man who by his evil example and avarice of heart has chosen to sell his soul to Lucifer. For the light will be given to them. They will be guided on the road with my son. You must keep in your heart the fact that one day my son will return. He will set right the evil that is loose upon your head. But many must suffer and become martyrs as was my son before that great day. Should you become in your worldly pursuits, your desires for the material things of your world, you will be blinded to what lies ahead. You must now turn from the world that has been given to Satan. You must now use the sacramental given to you for your protection. I repeat, the sorrow of sorrows is upon you. The tempo of the evil is accelerating. When it reaches its highest peak, then you will be visited with the wall of redemption. The Oh, you evil man that destroys this soul before it has accomplished its mission. Oh, to evil man who adds up the murders of his soul now. The land is a cesspool of evil. The world is a cesspool of evil. And if you do not listen to us now, you will be eliminated. So that the paradise we have promised you from the beginning of existence will return. I love you all, my children. Come to me. My arms are open wide. I hold the power to save you. I have the gift and power as the mediatrix of all graces from heaven. Many who suffer physical illness, be consoled that many will be cured, but many will be asked to accept this suffering for the relief of souls incarcerated in purgatory. Your suffering can be the instrument for the salvation of in our heaven, there, what a glorious family. In heaven, all our brothers and sisters, why then must you fight over body colors, body dressing, body wealth? What does it avail you to squabble and fight for something you will leave behind when you come before us? What now, my children? Not to dress your bodies, but to feed your soul. And many are starving. Yes, you are all brothers and sisters. And as such, you have one bond in common with your God. That is love. And if you know the true meaning of love, you will reach out and save your
for that block. Go! There is no race. There is no color. There is no wealth. There is no respect to body, distinction of health. There is only spirit in heaven. And as such, when you come to us, you will be judged by the merits of your soul, your spirit, not by your gains on earth. Many have sold their souls to get to the head. What does it gain them, my children, when they gain all the world and suffer the loss of their souls? You will not buy your way into my son's kingdom. This you will gain by merit. This you will find in belief and love. All messages must be given to the world. Lord, we have informed you, but my son will give you the strength. All will be given the strength to spread the message, for my words will be carried throughout the world. I have grown the nations, and I am still walking your earth, my children. I will never stop until my son returns with me. It is only because of the mercy of the Father and his love for you all that I have been allowed to come down to you. Follow the light. Live in the light. And we will gather you to our bosom. Continue with your prayers. They bring great solace to our hearts, so torn with the evil we see about us. A world
Yup.
A fortress. Your homes must be unified. We look upon much division in your home. Father against son, a mother against daughter. All the plan of the evil one. Divided we stand.
No, united we
united
stand.
We stand.
Divided
you fall. Recognize the evil in your land. Parents will be responsible.
Parents will be held
for their children's souls.
The soul of the children's souls.
Pray for light.
Light.
That the children.
That the children
who are caught.
Who haven't.
Who have been caught.
Ali said. Pray for the light that your children who have been. I don't remember the exact word, but it sounds like it was so they have been sucked into this web of evil, that you may be able to have the grace to rescue these children and their unmarried.
The example being given to many homes,
the
foul.
Our lady is quite satisfied. She put how many homes she said in the example that is being given is foul. That's the word she used.
We have asked you to keep the statues. Sacramentals in your home. When your children go out of the home, they are
keep the statues and the pictures in your home and the sacramentals, because when they leave they open the doors to go out into the world, there's nothing there but evil, because the fact that we are now in the world of darkness and Satan.
You are not ignorant of fact that there are demons in your world. They are loose with a plan of destruction for your children. Do not be misled by those who parade as angels of light. They have ravenous hearts.
Do not be misled by those who parade as angels of light, because they have ravenous hearts.
Do not accept evil, my children. Keep obedience to your God.
Do not accept what is evil, Ali said, but remember your first obligation of obedience to God.
Every human being in his lifespan on earth will be subject of the light and darkness of soul.
Every human being at this time, what I'm reading there, we're in the time of Armageddon, and therefore it's the war of the spirit between good and evil, and no human will be free from the fight. It will enter all homes, no one will be free from this fight. But they will have the decision of which way they will go. That's what I'll leave you to say.
Every human will accept my son on his own free will. The choice will be yours. Before the cataclysm comes upon you,
you will be given the choice to go up against the cataclysm of you will not be ignorant of that. Before the cataclysm comes, the words of our lady will have gone throughout the world with Jesus, and therefore it will be our free will which at that time you fall.
The word will be spread, if you will not accept the word of four prophets. Satan has entered my son's house.
Yes, well, Our Lady has entered. She made it clear that now in this age, when she speaks of the four prophets, she means the age of the Antichrist, which are many, especially those, Our Lady says, who are now crying peace. But that's only a cover up for real truth, that they cry peace, but there is no peace, just security, because they are trying to find this security without God, a man will never make it part of his own. That they have to learn, said Ali.
Pray for priests and all those who have the measure of balance of innocent souls
in their hands.
Many are led down the road to damnation.
Many are being led down the road to damnation. Ali said it's sad fact, but true. That there are many groups that are just past
But all of well spirit have no fear. They will be guided on the road by my son. Keep it in your heart. One day my son will return.
We're not the signs, Alex, you said. We're not signs to spread a kiss they fear or anything like that. What Alex said is the fact that these things ought to happen. But those, he said, of well spirit have no fear, but they will be used by the right road to follow. Many must suffer and come martyrs for that great day. Should you become
that great day, this will protect your prayer and Jesus. It will be the very outcome of the human life.
Should you become engrossed in your worldly desire of things in your world,
if you should have a new one,
first you said, I'll leave you with this. You should develop
an ardent desire for the things of this world. You will find that you will become blind.
The truth. You must
retire
from the world that has been
to the devil. You must retire from the world that has become the playground of Satan.
Turn to your sacramentals. The sorrow
you
of
must rely this year on the sacramentals which has the power of the great necessary for your salvation at this time. Teach you from not becoming despised by any sight.
And the sorrow of sorrows is upon you. Our Lady stresses that the time of the sorrow of sorrows is now.
We're going into 1972 with Our Lady.
The evil is exhilarating. When it reaches its peak, the ball of redemption will come upon you.
The evil is accelerating, Howard said, and when it reaches its peak, the ball of redemption will be upon you. That is the ball of fire that Our Lady said in her later notes to me. We do have miraculous pictures. I have pictures actually of what is to come upon the earth. And many will die in the flame of this ball of redemption. And I will say that at the time of the catechism, I would say what was the dignity by teaching, which is about a billion people are going to die in the first part of the catechism. This is about a billion people will die in the first part of the catechism in the earth. That's right. Our Lady calls upon all government powers, provincial, and also she stresses, she calls it the Senate of Rome, to turn back and mend their ways now, restore proper conduct while there is time.
My children all must pray for the light that they not be led in darkness.
Unless you pray for the light, you too will fall into the darkness, which will make you blind, darling, so you no longer recognize the truth. You will go the easy road. Unless you face the light, you will follow the easy road. And the road to heaven was never easy. You will have to fight your way through it, because all the forces of evil now are being used against you, and it's a very heavy web. And the majority are going the easy way now, because they love the things of the world, and they sort of lose sight of so many temporary, haven we have here. Actually, eternity is in the next world. And I myself, through heaven's plan, have actually seen life after death. I have seen it, and I have much proof in that. Following translated on. Knowingly, I know that where we live here is only temporary. But I know there's life beyond that is this world, because I have seen many, many things in the last 3 years, and so have David, where I live. Now, like actual evidence of life beyond death, beyond our death field, and so that centuries ago, he said they ought to vouch for her death because there is no such thing. She said she just goes beyond the veil, which is the next world. But she never died. It's only a prodigy time. What true prodigy is forever to see, if I have seen it.
Confusion all about us.
Confusion is all about it, Sally said.
If you do not pray for the light and ask for guidance, you too will walk in error.
You will walk in error,
You will You will all resort to family prayers in your home. You will build your home on this mystery
like our
of things
said, it is time
that are gone.
So that it could not accomplish its mission.
The world is a cesspool, and your country is a cesspool.
So we will not send more souls to be destroyed in their infancy.
That's right. Our Lady said that the eternal Father said we will not send more souls in their infancy.
I love you, all my children. Come to me. My arms are opened wide. I hold the power to save you. I have been given this power as mediatrix of all great ones of heaven.
Our Lady said if you come to me, she said, I will save you because I am a statue of the strength of you. I, as the mediatrix of all graces, have been given the power to save you from the Father. I have been given the light to bring to you.
Many who suffer physical illness.
Alex said many who suffer physical illness.
Many will be cured. Many will be asked to accept this suffering for souls incarcerated.
Many will have to accept this suffering for the souls that are incarcerated in purgatory.
Your suffering can be the instrument in saving poor souls.
Accept it, Alex, is the one question. If you will accept this in the right light, the suffering which we allow you to accept will be instrumental in saving souls.
In our heaven, there is one glorious family.
In heaven, there is only one glorious family of human beings from the earth. It's one glorious family.
In heaven, all are brothers and sisters. Why then must
we ask what you said very close?
Why squabble over something that you will leave?
But you'll not take with you. We didn't get exactly a pencil, but I'm sure we can pick it up from the table. Ali, you said that. Why do you spend your time squabbling over things of no consequence? I remember exactly. Because it will all be left behind. And there is no division of space, color, or creed in heaven. It is only a spirit. And now, Lady said that when you turn to us, we will not judge you by what you have gained in the world. We will judge you by the state of your spirit. Or if you are very fast, you will have it on the face.
Yes, you are all brothers and sisters. And as such, you have one bond in common.
You have one bond in common. On this earth, Ali, you said.
If you know the true meaning of love, you will reach out and save them. I repeat, there is no...
What she has said, the one bond you have in common is that every human being was placed here with a mission to make this way eventually to heaven. And if given the grace and strength to be stronger than your next neighbor, our lady expects you to reach out and bring the weaker one with you. It's going to be possible.
I repeat, there is no color, no wealth, no respect for the body.
The glory of the body in heaven.
When you come with us, you will be judged
by your spirit. Oh, set it beautifully.
Many have sold their souls to get to the head.
Oh, many are selling their souls to get to the head. And what? That includes everything else in life. Because money has a power to man, because he idolizes money. And I will say, Ali, just the fact that she'd asked everyone to read the Apocalypse of St. John, because the faith is practical, very fast, as St. John put it down. But what he did is he made it a little concealed when he goes to the Apocalypse. He used symbols to use. But if you're really interested and you ask Jesus for the light, he'll give you the understanding to know that these symbols are not like animals, but they are powers and kingdoms and kingdoms and spheres and branches. And another thing, too, that we saw throughout the history in the country to be aware of is the need of a lot. But we're all looking for a state of happiness, but it will never be found in the UN because there is no God. And we do have the record of the UN and the dragon taken over Athol, Massachusetts, where so many folks actually died. I'll tell you again, the big dragon. Have you all seen the distinctive picture, the miraculous picture?
come here from all over, and they take pictures of our east side here, the Polaroids. Now, Polaroids, you can't fake that. You develop an intimacy on the spot. But Marianne came here and take a picture of the statue several minutes ago, instead of the statue across the whole statue. I've seen this since 1972. And also, we have an actual, I have it with me, I'll show it to you later. A lady was taking a picture of our lady's statue, and instead of the statue, out came the fluff eagle, flying, clutching for its life to the United States. Mm-hmm. I have that here, too. You can see our lady's statue's arm, but across the whole picture, it's a snippy snake was the first. They saw it up, long in its conquest, and here's the poor beast united in the heart of black leg, clutching for life. I have it out here.
What does a gay mean if they gay all but food their soul?
And I used to say, what are you actually gay? Because you like to be limited here and short here. And I said, when you gain the whole world, you lose your soul, you've got nothing. Because you've got your soul to know your body. Well,
not
a kingdom.
Well,
you will gain, and not gain you a gift to your passport to have nothing.
This you will find in belief and love. All messages must be given to the world. The load will be heavy upon you, but my son will be content, my child. All will be given strength
all
to the work. I have roamed the world. The world, my children, and never stop.
I will never stop until my son returns with me.
It is only for mercy of the Father I have come down to you.
Yes.
Follow the light.
It's only through the mercy of the Father that you have come down to me, and it has been to many places now, about 25 years, but especially because you keep telling everyone. Now, Jesus just saying that what happens in the future must take place, but what you can do is you can't stop the day of eternity, you can't stop the future, but you can lessen the suffering that will come with it, and you can also delay if the reparation is made. This is that time.
Follow the light, live in the light, and we will gather you to our bosom.
Live in the light, Jesus, and when this happens, we'll make you the attitude in
the I bless you all, my children, continue you with prayers. They give us great solace.
They bring great solace to our hearts
with all the evil about us.
A world in darkness,
a house in darkness,
with the hands of death
about
us, the house means church. Our lady said, well, we can church is on this room there yes, so, and then, well, Dr. Now, let me just show. Wait a minute.
You're not going to show that fish, no, you're not.
I had him too.